This is Reverse Reset Restore, the show where we explore the incredible connection between your mind and body. My name is Sally, and I want to invite you to embark on a journey of self-discovery, personal growth, and transformation. Change comes from within. Hello, beautiful. I am thrilled to welcome you to a special episode dedicated to World Meditation Day, a celebration of the profound practice that has touched the lives of millions across the globe. Meditation has been practiced since ancient times, as far back as 3000 BC, when it was referenced in Indian texts, and it holds a timeless wisdom that goes beyond our modern world. From the tranquil gardens of Buddhist monasteries to the bustling streets of urban metropolises, the practice of meditation has transcended cultures, religions, and generations. It is a testament to the universal longing for inner harmony and serenity. The benefits of meditation extend far beyond the confines of the physical body. While it is renowned for its ability to reduce stress, lower blood pressure, and enhance overall well-being, its true power lies in its capacity to cultivate a deep sense of presence and awareness. Through the practice of meditation, we learn to quiet the incessant chatter of the mind, to let go of our worries and fears, and to embrace the present moment with open arms. As we delve deeper into the transformative power of meditation, I want you to know that its benefits are not reserved for the chosen few. You can come to this practice right here, right now, just as you are. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or a curious beginner, there is a place for you on this journey of self-discovery. I encourage you to make a commitment to yourself, whether it's 5 minutes or 50, to carve out some time each day to sit in silence, to connect with your breath, and to nourish your soul. Let go of your thinking, your troubles, your commitments, your schedules, your concerns, your heartbreaks, your worries, and just be present. In this episode, I'm going to give you plenty of opportunities to practice and to find a meditation that works for you. I've created a new meditation, which we'll start off with, that focuses on sending out love to the world and receiving it for yourself. I've also included several meditations we shared back in our 31 Days of Self-Care program for Mental Health Awareness Month from October 2023. You can choose to do those meditations as well, and they include a five senses meditation, a walking meditation, a water meditation, and a loving kindness meditation to extend love to everyone, even those that we have felt wronged by. Check out the chapter markers to skip to the meditation that most resonates with you. And of course, you can return to this episode to try another meditation or go through all of them anytime you like. So if you haven't already, now might be a good time to like, subscribe, follow, you know, all the things you need to do to stay connected. These meditations will also be available as individual videos on the Reverse Reset Restore YouTube channel, and I'll link those as well. In the words of the great spiritual teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, peace in oneself, peace in the world. Let us be the change we wish to see in the world, one breath at a time. Let's begin. I want you to get into a comfortable position, whether that's in a chair, on the sofa, lying down, whatever feels the most comfortable for you. Keep your spine straight and your hands resting gently on your lap if you're sitting, or by your side if lying down. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in through your nose, allowing your abdomen to expand fully, and then exhaling slowly through your mouth letting go of any tension or stress with each breath. Just focus on your breathing. Notice how it has a rhythm, like the waves rushing upon the shore, in and out. Bring your awareness to the present moment, letting go of any thoughts of the past or worries about the future. You are here. You are present in this moment. You exist only in this moment. Feel the weight of your body grounding you to the earth beneath you. Keep your focus on breathing in and out. Now visualize a warm golden light surrounding you, enveloping you in a sense of peace and serenity. Feel this light filling every cell of your being, radiating out from you in all directions. As you continue to breathe deeply, imagine this light expanding upon yourself, reaching out to touch the hearts and minds of all beings around the world. Visualize it spreading love, compassion, and understanding to every corner of the globe. All the world encompassed in this warm and radiant golden light. With each inhale, draw in more of this loving energy into yourself. And with each exhale, send it out into the world, knowing that your thoughts and intentions have the power to create positive change. Inhale more love. Exhale more love. Inhale more love. Exhale love, sending it to every area of the world. Continue to breathe in and out. With each inhale, breathing in love and light and energy and peace. And with each exhale, sending that same love and light and energy and peace to all people, all nations, all parts of the globe. As you sit in the space of peace and connection, take a moment now to reflect on what personal peace means to you. What thoughts, feelings, or actions can you cultivate in your own life to bring about a greater sense of inner harmony? Now, when you're ready, gently bring your attention back to your breath, feeling the rise and fall of your chest with each inhale and exhale. Allow yourself to sit or lie in the stillness for a few moments, fully present in the here and now, before slowly opening your eyes and returning to the world around you. Take the sense of peace and tranquility with you as you go about your day, knowing that you have the power to spread love and compassion wherever you go.
Water meditation is a versatile and meaningful practice that can be adapted to suit your needs and preferences. Whether you're seeking relaxation, reflection, or a deeper connection with nature, it offers numerous benefits for your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Here's our simple water meditation. Choose a quiet and peaceful location, either by actual water if you're able, or a comfortable spot somewhere where you won't be disturbed. Sit comfortably or lie down and take a few deep breaths to relax your body and mind, breathing in through your nose and exhaling out from your mouth. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. If you are near a body of water, just begin to observe it attentively, the way it flows, its colors and sounds, the light and the shadows. If you're visualizing, picture the water in your mind's eye. Imagine its fluidity, its clarity and soothing properties. Pay attention to your breath as you inhale and exhale slowly. Imagine your breath flowing like water, bringing calmness and relaxation. The ebb and flow of your breath like gentle waves upon the shore. Breathe in, breathe out. Notice how the movement of your breath matches the sound of those gentle waves. As you continue to focus on the water, imagine it washing away your stress, worries, and negative emotions. If there is anything worrying you today, just acknowledge it now. Maybe you're in pain or struggling at work or feeling stressed about a relationship. Perhaps you are anxious about money or feel like you're stuck in your life. Whatever it is that is a burden on you, just let this be a moment where you let that worry go. Drop it into the water and watch it float away. Continue to breathe in and out, feeling a sense of purification and renewal with each breath. Do this for as long as you need to let go of your burdens and let them float away on the current. You can pause this episode here and stay present in this moment for as long as you need. Continue to breathe in and out. In and out. Now that we've released our stresses, our pain, our worries into the water and let the water carry them away from us, let's turn now to consider how this beautiful, amazing life source before us represents change, adaptability, and the flow of life. What lessons can you draw from the water? Just as it has taken away your cares and worries for this moment, what has it returned to you? Perhaps it has offered to you a sense of renewal, cleansing, a sense of peace. Maybe it will remind you today that you are as adaptable, essential, and as unique as the water before you. As we wrap up, express your gratitude for water, recognizing its essential role in sustaining all living beings. When you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to the present moment, Wiggle your fingers and toes and slowly open your eyes if they were closed. If you are in front of the water, just continue to watch as it passes you by.
This meditation will take you on a journey of reconnecting to your five senses.
Cultivating a five-sense mindfulness practice allows you to reconnect to your body, what you see, smell, hear, taste, and feel. For this session, we'll spend about 1 minute for each sense. However, you can take as long as you want whenever you might want to spend some time in this practice. The point is to focus on the here and now and explore each sense and how it's being activated in the moment. It doesn't matter what sense you start or end with. The order in which you pay attention to each sense is really irrelevant. If you don't have a particular sense, maybe you've lost your taste buds or you're hard of hearing or visually impaired, you can still spend time working with the senses that are accessible to you. It's a quick exercise to feel centered, refocus our attention, and get out of the realms of anxiety or stress by focusing on our body and what we can sense around us right here, right now. For this practice, I recommend closing your eyes except for when you're doing the vision portion of the meditation. When we have our eyes closed while engaging with our other senses, we experience a much more heightened sense of awareness, and this can help sharpen your attention. We're going to start by sitting or lying in a comfortable position. Rest your hands on your thighs or by your side or wherever feels the most natural and comfortable for you. Notice your breathing. There's no need to breathe in any particular way. Just bring your attention to each part of the breath, the inhale, exhale, and the space in between. Let's just take a few moments now to concentrate on our breath. Okay, now we are going to begin to bring awareness to each of your five senses, focusing on each one at a time. Let's start with what you can hear. Begin noticing all the sounds around you. Perhaps you can hear the sounds coming from within you, like breathing or digestion or your heartbeat. What sounds are happening in the room you're currently in? Is there a fan or an air conditioner? Can you hear the fridge or a clock or the rumbling of the washing machine? What about the sounds outside of your house or office? Or if you're practicing this outside, maybe you can hear the steady whoosh of traffic or birdsong or the wind rustling the leaves in the trees. Whatever the sounds may be, don't judge them or begin to think too much about them. You might notice that a sound may bring back a memory or remind you of something that needs to be done. Make a mental note and put that aside and just listen now to the sounds from within and surrounding you. Are you hearing more sounds now than before you started to focus on what you could hear? Are there sounds that were too subtle to be heard before that you're hearing now? Is one sound more pleasant than others? Have some sounds been distracting you? Now let's shift your attention to notice what you can smell in your environment. Smell is the sense most strongly tied to memory. Are there any aromas now that take you back to a time and place or person? Maybe you can smell food or perfume. You might become aware of the smell of your shampoo or conditioner or body lotion. Is there a book near you where you can smell the paper? If you're outside, do you notice the fragrance of the flowers or trees? Are there unpleasant smells like garbage or car fumes? Again, just spend a few more moments now honing your sense of smell, noticing them all without judgment or trying to analyze them too much. Stay present. We're going to focus now on our sense of taste. No matter the length of time between meals, or snacks, or drinks, we hold on to tastes in our mouth that go unnoticed. Lying or sitting here now with your eyes closed, run your tongue over your teeth, your gums, and cheeks. Pay attention to your breath as you breathe out and your saliva and your tongue. What are you able to taste? Do you notice an aftertaste of what you previously drank or ate? Is there a hint of mint from your toothpaste, the beer you had after work, your afternoon cappuccino and chocolate chip cookie? Focus on your taste now for just a few moments. We're shifting away from our taste sense now and turning our attention to touch. Bring your attention to your whole body now. Whether you're sitting or lying down, begin to be aware of the contact your body is making with the chair or the bed or the floor or the grass or the sand, whatever you're resting on. What sensations do you feel with your skin's contact on the various fabrics or materials it's touching? Are there any pressure points? Does everything feel evenly distributed, or are there gaps between your body and the furniture or the floor or ground? What does the temperature of your skin feel like? Are your hands or feet warmer or cooler than other parts of your body? What are the textures that you can feel? Take some time to notice the way your clothes fit against your skin. We're going to turn our attention now to the sense of sight. If you've had your eyes closed during the other four senses, you can open them now. Begin to observe your surroundings. Notice the colours, shapes, and textures of the room or the space you're in. Look at the things closest to you. Can you see all the fine details? How far away can you see? If it's possible, pick up something that you don't normally pay a lot of attention to. Look at it closely. Explore it from all angles. How does your perception of that object change? Maybe you'll see fingerprints pressed into the surface of a glass or tiny hairline cracks almost invisible to your eye, except not when it's this close. Notice the water droplets, their shapes and sizes holding onto the side of a bottle, the way your rug is woven together. See that by looking at these normal, everyday things in a different way, how your vision changes. All these little things that had previously gone unnoticed, unseen. As we finish our practice, just notice how your body feels in this moment. Does it feel different than before you began just a few moments ago? What has changed? Focus back on your breathing now. Take in a big breath, hold it as long as it feels comfortable for you to do so, and then exhale slowly. I hope that you find these few minutes of reconnecting to your senses beneficial. I love this type of mindful practice because it really does stop your mind from going in a zillion different directions, and it allows you to just re-engage with different parts of your body that you may not give a lot of thought to. One of the benefits of this type of exercise as well is that you can create a mindful moment focusing on only one sense instead of all five. This would be particularly helpful if you're short on time or you need a moment to refocus and calm down, or you just want to practice becoming more in tune with one of your senses. You could do the taste one, for example, even while you still have food in your mouth. Next time you're feeling overwhelmed or just need to take a moment to bring you back to the present moment and connect to your body, try this exercise. Mindful walking is a wonderful way to reconnect with the present moment and appreciate the world around you. Whether you're walking in a park, on a beach, midtown of a busy city, or simply around your neighborhood, this practice can help you cultivate a sense of calm and awareness. If you aren't able to get up and walk around right now while listening to this, no worries. If you'd like to just come on a virtual walk with me, or wait until you're able to take a few minutes out of your day to go for a short 10-minute walk. Let's get moving. I want you to find a quiet and safe place to walk. It could be indoors or outdoors. Make sure you won't be disturbed during this time. No taking phone calls or responding to texts or watching TikToks. If you choose to listen to music on your mindful walk, consider instrumental music only or with nature sounds. I would encourage you not to listen to music at all if you can, as it can serve as a bit of a distraction from what we can hear during our mindful wander. Part of the experience of this is to be fully present, using all our senses in our journey. Before we start walking, I just want you to stand still for a moment and take a few deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Now start walking at a comfortable pace for you. As we begin, I want you to bring your attention to your body. Feel the sensation of your feet making contact with the ground. Notice the weight of your body shifting with each step. What surfaces will you encounter? In my walk today, I'll be alternating between grass and concrete and gravel pathways. Pay attention to your breath. Observe the natural rhythm of your breathing. There's no need to change it. Simply notice the rise and fall of your chest or the sensation of the breath entering and leaving your nostrils. As you continue walking, notice the movement of your arms. Feel them swinging gently at your sides. Think about how your whole body is moving. Are you standing upright at attention, leaning forward? Do both sides move the same way with each step? Let's spend a few minutes focusing our attention on what sensations we're experiencing with our bodies.
Bring your awareness to your surroundings. Observe the colors, shapes, and textures of the things around you. Notice the play of light and shadow.
Are there clouds in the sky? How many types of blues can you see in the sky? What about the trees? Have you noticed how many different types of trees you're seeing on your walk? Are there trees? I hope so. I'm lucky because right now I'm walking among a park with big old Australian fig trees. I love these trees. Let's shift your attention to your sense of hearing.
What sounds are present as you walk? Allow these sounds to come and go without attachment. Move on to your sense of smell. Take a deep breath in through your nose. What scents are in the air? Is it the freshness of nature or the subtle fragrance of flowers? Be fully present with these scents. Now focus on your sense of touch. Feel the breeze on your skin, the warmth of the sun, or the coolness of the shade.
What else are you noticing while walking right now? How are your feet feeling in your shoes? What type of sensations do you feel with your clothing against your body? Just pay attention to your sense of touch.
Take a moment to reflect on the simple beauty of this moment. Express gratitude for the opportunity to experience the world around you in this mindful way. As you walk, remind yourself that you can return to this state of mindfulness anytime, even in the midst of a busy day. It only takes a few conscious breaths and a moment of presence. Continue walking mindfully for a few more minutes, maintaining your awareness of your surroundings your body, and your breath. When you're ready to conclude your mindful walk, slow down gradually. Take a few more deep breaths and give yourself a moment of stillness. Thank you for joining this mindful walk with me today. Carry the sense of mindfulness and presence with you as you continue your day. Remember, the world around you is full of beauty and wonder, waiting to be discovered through mindful awareness.
In this meditative practice, we're going to spend some time sending out love and kindness to our family, our friends, even the people we don't like, and the world beyond.
The loving kindness meditation, also known as metta or metta bhavana meditation, is a form of mindfulness meditation that focuses on cultivating feelings of love, compassion, and goodwill toward oneself and others. It's a powerful practice for developing empathy, reducing negative emotions, and enhancing overall well-being. Loving kindness meditation involves repeating specific phrases or affirmations to generate positive emotions and send well wishes to oneself, loved ones, acquaintances, and even people that may be presenting difficulties in your life or who you think of as difficult. Here's how it typically works. We first focus on ourselves and then our loved ones, then to neutral people like our colleagues or acquaintances and the like, and then the people in our life that we find difficult or challenging, before extending to all of humanity near the end of the practice. I'm going to expand on each focus and then we're going to begin to put it into practice. Step one, begin with yourself. We'll start by focusing on yourself. Repeat phrases like, may I be happy, may I be healthy. While you repeat these phrases, visualize yourself experiencing happiness, good health, safety, and a life of ease. Feel the warmth and kindness in your heart as you generate these positive wishes for yourself. This may take quite some time, especially if you don't currently have a good relationship with yourself. You may need to repeat and repeat and repeat until you start to believe it. I would recommend not moving from this focus until you feel that shift inside you. The second step is to extend loving kindness to loved ones. So we shift our focus now to loved ones, our family members, our friends, or anyone you care about deeply. You'll repeat the same phrases with their names in place of I or me. Imagine each person you're directing these well wishes towards, envisioning them surrounded by happiness and positive outcomes. The third step is to extend to neutral people. Think of people you have neutral feelings for, whether they're acquaintances, colleagues, or people you encounter in daily life. Repeat the phrases with their names, or you can use broader terms like all beings. Imagine these neutral individuals experiencing happiness, health, safety, and ease in their lives. Like step one, where you focus on yourself, step four can be more challenging as you now extend love and kindness to people you find difficult or problematic or hurtful. This is likely going to be pretty hard and you may even fight against it, but it is highly beneficial for personal growth and to free yourself from holding grievances that are ultimately only hurting you. Think of someone you've had difficulties or conflicts with in the past. The intention here is to foster forgiveness, understanding, and healing in your relationship with that person. And ultimately, you're healing yourself when you're able to forgive and bless someone who's hurt you. The final step, step five, is now to widen the circle. Finally, expand your loving kindness to all living beings, all creatures on earth, and even the entire universe. Feel a sense of universal love and compassion, sending well wishes and blessings to all sentient beings without exception. Let's take 5 to 10 minutes now to go through this loving kindness meditation together. Just a reminder that if you feel like you need to stay longer on any one part of this practice, please pause this episode and repeat the statements until you feel ready to move on to the next part of the meditation. I've included the statements in the show notes if you need the reminder. Also, because this is best practice with your eyes closed or not focused on any particular thing, it's best to do this when you have a few moments to safely do it. So, no attempts in the car or doing something that requires your full attention elsewhere. If you are driving or working, feel free to follow along to get the feel for it and to consider the people you most want to express love and kindness to. And one final note before we begin. Throughout the practice, focus on the feelings of love, compassion, and goodwill that arise. If your mind wanders or you encounter resistance, which is totally normal, just bring your attention back to the phrases and the positive emotions you're cultivating. Let's begin. Sit or lie down in a quiet and comfortable place. Close your eyes if you prefer, or keep them open with a soft gaze. What I mean by a soft gaze is one that isn't really focusing on anything around you. Kind of like everything becomes peripheral, seen but not. Now we begin by focusing on ourselves. Repeat after me. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. May I know joy. May I love myself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. May I know joy. May I love myself. Feel free to stop here and repeat if you need to before moving on. Moving our attention away now from ourselves and to our loved ones. You can choose to focus on one person for this session or multiple. Do what feels right for you. We'll repeat the same phrases with the names of our loved ones in place of I or me. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. May all beings live with ease. May all beings know joy. May all beings love themselves. Again, continue this practice with as many people as you feel necessary that you want to extend these thoughts to. Turning now our attention to other people in our lives that you have neutral feelings for. Like work colleagues or clients or neighbors or people you encounter in daily life. Repeat the phrases with their names, or you can use broader terms like all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. May all beings live with ease. May all beings know joy. May all beings love themselves. May my neighbors be happy. May my neighbors be healthy. May my neighbors be safe. May my neighbors live with ease. May my neighbors know joy. May my neighbors love themselves. We now move into the next part of our practice and focus on those who we find difficult or feel who have harmed us or done us wrong. Repeat the phrases, directing loving kindness toward them. If your mind begins to judge or rebel because it wants to stay justified in its resentments, gently bring it back with a thought like, I lovingly free myself from past hurts and let go now. Or, I choose now to forgive them so I can be free. Again, you can specify their name or you can use all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. May all beings live with ease. May all beings know joy.
May all beings love themselves. Repeat this as many times, and you may find that you need to repeat a lot before you can move on to the final round. You may find that it's not something you can get to in the first few times of practicing. The more you do this, the more you'll be able to find your way into forgiveness of those people that have wronged you or you feel wronged by. Our final round is for all humanity. We're asking for love and kindness and goodness that resides in each of us to be more present, more manifest in the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. May all beings live with ease. May all beings know joy. May all beings love themselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. May all beings live with ease. May all beings know joy. May all beings love themselves. As you do all of this, feel a sense of universal love and compassion, sending well wishes and blessings to all sentient beings without exception. Pause here and just take a few more moments to hold your intentions in this space, breathing deeply in through the nose, deep into your belly, and letting the exhale come out through your mouth. Think about the people you have spoken these words over and send them love. Now open your eyes, returning to this moment, knowing that you've put out some love and kindness into the world.
Thank you for joining me on today's meditations. I hope that you found them helpful. Remember that you can go to the Reverse Reset Restore YouTube channel and listen to them. They will be videos really allowing you to deeply connect to each practice, whichever one you choose. May you find peace and hope today and in every day.